Case number 10516, Sierra Village Mobile Home Park, west of Route 1, southwest of Delaware Avenue, being lot J75 within Sierra Mobile City Mobile Home Park. A variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home park, and a variance from the maximum allowable lot coverage in a mobile home park.
Name and address, please.
Cindy Surface, Community Manager, Sierra Village, 19837 Sierra Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware.
Okay. Name and address?
Kathy Cricker, 20081 Delaware Avenue, Rehoboth Beach.
I didn't get to do my thank you. And you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give should be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. As you know, I'm David Hutt, local attorney here. I don't often sound this way. I'm sorry, I woke up, and this is how I sounded this morning. I hope it doesn't get worse. With me here as...
Just don't share it with us.
I will try not to. I'll be brief and be quick.
Thank you.
As was just indicated, here is Ms. Surface, and if you could explain to the board who you are and what position you hold at Sierra Village.
Yeah, I'm the community manager at Sierra Village Manufactured Home Park. I work for Sun Communities, and I've been the manager there for about 3 years.
Before I get too much further, I'm going to hand to Ms. Isaacs package of documents. And there's enough there for Ms. Isaacs to have one, Mr. Burrell, and each of the board members. While those are being handed down, Ms. Surface, when was Sierra Village formed or created as a manufactured home community?
It was established in the mid-1960s.
To your knowledge, is that before Sussex County adopted its zoning code?
Yes, prior to current code.
We are here on lot J75. I assume you're familiar with lot J75?
Yes, I am. It's on Delaware Avenue.
And who is the person who leases lot J75 from Sun Communities?
It's a woman named Gladys Wise, and she has lived in the community in that home for about 25 years.
If you could describe that home for the board members, what year is the home?
It's a 1969 Skyline. It's in its original condition.
And if the board members turn to the third and fourth pages, is that the 1969 Skyline that Ms. Wise currently owns?
Yes, it is.
And I see there's an indication on the one page that has a dimension. What are the physical dimensions of the actual manufactured home?
The actual home itself is a 12 by 56.
And I see there's an indication that it's 24 feet wide. What is the other 12 feet comprised of?
There is a 12 by 24 screen porch addition that was added at a later date in the early 1990s.
And in fact, if the board turns to the last three pages of the package of materials that was handed to you, you will see a building permit, the building permit application, and the drawing that was used before the Board of Adjustment in 1991 to obtain a variance for the 12 by 24 porch addition. Does Ms. Wise reside at this home full-time?
No, she does not. She resides in Pennsylvania, but she is planning on retiring within the next year and moving to the community full-time. She's in her mid-60s.
And did she discuss with you what type home she would like to have?
Yes, she did. She's concerned about having a home adequate to accommodate her family. She's got several children and many grandchildren who come and stay with her on a regular basis. And she's very concerned about safety because she will be living in the home full-time. She will be selling her home. She has quite a large home in Pennsylvania that she'll be selling and living in Sierra Village full-time. She's very concerned about living in a safe and efficient environment in her new home.
When she asked you when she indicated to you that she wanted a new home on this site, did you discuss with her the different size homes that are available to her?
Yes, sir, we did.
Mm-hmm. And what size home was she seeking?
She needs a 3-bedroom, 2-bath to comfortably accommodate her family. And she currently, as you can see from the picture, has the screen porch on the home. And the home that we're proposing putting on the site for her has a 10-foot covered front porch. So there'll be no need for variances in the future for an additional screen porch.
And with this home, did she indicate that this home would accommodate her family's needs?
Yes.
And she would not be in the future seeking to add a porch, which is presently on
the one. Would be factory built onto the home, right, 10 feet in the front.
With respect to addressing her concerns about safety, do the older manufactured homes have safety concerns?
Yes, they do, particularly homes built before the 1980s. insulation is not sufficient. The wiring is pretty hazardous, as was indicated by our electrician that we use on a regular basis.
If the board looks at the 7th page of the packet of materials, you'll see a letter or memorandum from Apple Electric regarding the fire hazards and safeties associated with this era of manufactured homes. And if the board turns to the page that precedes that, there's an indication of how the homes are built. And what, Ms. Surface, what code are the homes built to that Skyline is placing at Sierra Village?
They're built to HUD specifications, which are, to my knowledge, are the highest standards in the home building industry. And Ms. Wise's the model of Skyline that she's ordering is called a cottage park, and it's Skyline's top of the line because she does plan on spending the rest of her life there, so she wants to get the best and the most efficient home.
Has the board approved let me back up for a moment. Do you know what size lot this is, what the square footage of J75 is?
Yes, it's just a little bit under 4,000 square feet. It's 3,977 square feet.
And is this consistent with many of the other size lots at Sierra Village?
Yes, it is.
And are the lots typically about 40 feet wide across the front?
Yes, they are.
Has the board approved a size home similar to this on a similar lot?
Yes, as a matter of fact, on the street directly behind this street last year, we got approval for the exact same home.
And for purposes of referencing the record, it was Board of Adjustment case 10,110, and it was granted approval on April 2008. Is this the same model home that was used for site A80?
Yes, it is. We've added the front porch. The A80 home has a smaller front porch. This has a large, but other than that, it is the exact same home.
As the board will note on the front page, there are indicated distances, and I won't walk around all the way around those for all the variances that are sought. And there's also a variance being sought for the lot area coverage. On the right-hand side, you'll see a calculation performed, I believe, by the Planning and Zoning Office showing the square footage at the 35%, the manufactured home, how much square footage that requires, and then there is the shed that's mentioned there, and that is part of the variance request. Did Ms. Wise indicate to you why she's seeking a shed on the site as well?
She currently has a shed on the site. It's an older shed. It's about the same age as her home. And she would like to replace the old shed with a new shed when she replaces the home.
And if you look at page 5 of the package of materials. How is the home currently oriented on the site? Is it within the 5-foot setback requirements that the Sussex County Code has?
No, the home currently is not. It's about 2 feet off the adjoining sight line. So it's definitely not within today's code.
And as is indicated on the survey, if the new home is approved, will it be at least 5 feet off of the property line?
Yes, it will.
In looking at the fifth page, and on the front page, the surveys, you can see that site 73, the home itself, extends into site J75, and there are other non-conforming sheds that are within 20 feet and other homes that are within 20 feet of the home on J75. Is that typical of the arrangement of homes and configuration of improvements at Sierra Village?
Yes, it is, with the old homes. Of course, not with any of the new homes that we put in, but it's very typical of the old homes that have been there.
And would this new home, in fact, be less than the combined width of the home and screen porch?
Oh, yes, by 4 feet.
That's all the questions I have for Ms. Service. If you could state your name for the board.
My name is Kathy Cricker.
I had his thing.
And where do you live?
I live directly beside J75 and J77.
Okay. And have you reviewed this request for this new home?
Yes, I have.
How have you come in contact with it? Where are you employed?
I'm employed by Sierra Village or Sun Communities.
And how long have you been employed there?
I have been employed there since March.
And you also live on J77?
Yes, sir.
Do you have any objection to the home that's being proposed for site J75?
Absolutely not.
And have you spoken with Ms. Wise about her concerns about the size of her home and the safety of the older homes?
Yes, she wasn't sure what to do with all her furniture.
And was she also concerned about safety concerns about the wiring in her
home? Oh, yes, she knows that we had an issue with our electricity, so she was concerned about hers also.
That's all the questions I have.
All right, thank you.
That's all the witnesses that we have. As the testimony was, this lot has a unique size in that it is less than 4,000 square feet, which is more than 20% less than the standard manufactured home lot in today's zoning code. Due to the size of the lot, obviously, it cannot be developed in strict conformance with all the setback and separation requirements without a variance which will allow for the reasonable use of the lot, which is the installation of a manufactured home on the lot. This difficulty, as the testimony established, was not created by the applicant, as Sierra Village was formed and developed before the zoning code was adopted. It will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, as was shown on the surveys. There are any number of houses that are into these setback requirements and the separation distances, and in fact there's homes that unfortunately stray across property lines into neighboring sites, which helps to cause the request for a variance here tonight. It will certainly not be detrimental to the neighborhood, as the testimony was. This model home was not constructed according to today's building code, in particular wiring. And I believe if you follow the newspapers, whenever there is a fire in a manufactured home community, I believe most often it is the electrical concerns. So this will actually add to the safety of the neighborhood. And as the testimony was, this is a minimum variance that will afford relief, as Ms. Wise makes Sierra Village her primary residence, and is in fact less of an encroachment than the current arrangement, which has a 24-foot width, and this will narrow that down to 20 feet of width. Based upon the testimony submitted, the applicant would obviously seek approval of each of the numbered variances requests, as well as the variance for the lot area coverage.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board, Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? 1, 2. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Mr. Hutt has addressed all the standards for granting of this request. I'll make a motion we approve case number 10,516.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
You have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,516. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved.
I'll